Goals in session!
Time to bust out some pen and paper, folks. You're tuning in to Freshman 15 with me, DJ Red. I've got the latest tips, tricks, and personal advice to make your college experience fan-frickin-tastic. So what do you have to lose? Let's get this show on the road. It's gonna take some time.
Welcome to Penguin Radio. This is DJ Red, your host for the next hour here on Freshman 15. Man, it's great to be back in the studio with you guys today. It's been a really long spring break, and I'm just really excited for the information that I have and advice that I have to share with you guys here today. Although I've spent the last week on spring break, I feel like I need a break from the week I just had. Granted, I was spending the last 7 days in Tijuana, Mexico, and I was doing a lot of service work. And for the most part, I'm just ready to finish out the semester. So I'm glad to be back, as I've said before. So after today, there's only going to be 6 weeks left in the semester and 2 more weeks of finals. So that's crazy to think that I'm so close to my senior year already. But in general, I'm really excited. And for those of you that are already in college, you know how crazy these last couple of weeks in the semester are in regards to finals and getting all your papers and stuff done. So that's where I'm at right now, a little bit stressed out. But in general, I think it's going to be a great end of the semester. And for my show today, there's a couple of things I want to talk about. So as always, we're going to split it up into 3 segments worth of advice. The first segment for today I felt was going to be valuable, and it has to do with the most recent adventures I've been on, and I feel like I have a lot of content to add to this week's discussion on it. But today I wanted to give some advice about the value of incorporating travel into your 4 years of college. And it's all about gaining that global perspective, and I think just this comes from me taking the last week doing an alternative spring break trip, but there's a lot of other ways in which you can travel while you're in college. That could be road trips that you take with your friends when you're on breaks, or just a 3-day weekend break. You could explore other universities. Say you're a senior in high school still and you're still looking at college opportunities. Maybe a way to explore and get out of your comfort zone is to look at universities outside of the state that you're from. I know I have a handful of friends that are now here in California, but they were originally from like New York or Arizona, Oregon and Washington, things like that. So those are great ways to get out and explore and see different parts of the world. And as I've said, you also have the opportunity for different campus ministry work that's organized through your school, or maybe even you decide to do study abroad programs. And those are great opportunities for you to gain a global perspective. There's so many different options. So we're going to talk about a couple different kinds of those and what that looks like. So yeah, first segment we're going to break into of this one is study abroad and those kind of opportunities. A lot of this segment will be about Dominican's opportunities because it's what I know the most about. But I would say that across the board, a lot of universities have study abroad opportunities. According to Katie Bell, director of Dominican's Global Education Office, there's a growing demand in the United States across industries and geographical locations for professionals who are multilingual and multicultural. Studying abroad and learning a new language will give you the competitive edge that you need once you've graduated. So that's what our director of communications in regards to the global education has to say. And I think that's something that I can attest to. Most people in regards to the workforce want like hands-on experience in your job. But if you have a global experience, that's just going to be top notch. And that's going to put you above all the other competitors in your field. For the most part, a thing to consider when choosing where to study and how, and a big part of study abroad is choosing where you want to study and then also how that works in regards to your time and stuff like that. If it works in your schedule, are you a student athlete, are you a nursing major, things like that. Obviously, those all play into whether or not you can study abroad and it fits within your academic and professional goals. Dominican has opportunities for all students in almost every major. And at DU, students, whatever your goals may be, Julia Welsh is the assistant director for global learning here on campus, and she'll help you out in finding the right program fit for you. I personally know Julia because she was one of my chaperones in the last week that I just spent in Tijuana. She's a great lady, and really, we all referred to her as mom. She's always looking out for your best interests, and this little shout out to Julia because I miss her, and in general, she's a great lady. So if you're ever looking and considering studying abroad, Julia will help you out there, Dominican students. I've also had a handful of friends in the last couple of years from a wide variety of places, whether it's student athletes, student ambassadors, or just regular students. I have examples of wherever they've gone. I had a friend, Kayla Carlson, who spent a semester in Ireland, and she did communications work over there. I had a student ambassador friend named Lily, who just spent last semester in Milan, Italy. She said that was a great experience, lots of great food. And Dominican now has a connection with Oxford University in Great Britain. And I had a friend who's an English major spend a semester over there named Kylie. And she thought that was a great opportunity. And in general, I think that our study abroad opportunities are going to be just as comparable to other universities. So, yeah, there's so many options out there. I don't see why you shouldn't get out and try and explore some of those. I think that it's also a pivotal experience for many students to incorporate travel into their 4 years. Travel is a broadening, inspiring, and clarifying way of like kind of finding out your passions, what your preferences are, your likes and dislikes. It kind of disrupts your normal everyday go to class vibe that you have when you're in college. And it can prove once and for all, like, if you're someone who's meant for the open road and you don't like boundaries and you want new adventure all the time. Or in my case, from my experience, I learned a little bit more about how I want a controlled, like, short-term service environment, and I want to be able to settle down in one place. I don't want to go off and do all these crazy adventures. Well, that's cool. I've learned that I like a little bit more structure. In case you're just tuning in here in the studio, this is DJ Red, and I'm giving college advice here on my show, Freshman 15. We're talking about travel and how you can incorporate that into your 4 years of college, because I think that's a valuable thing to do. I have a lot of really fun things planned for today, but we're going to keep on trucking. The next little part of travel that I want to talk about is alternative spring break trips. I wanted to bring this one up because I just participated in one. I feel like I have so many stories that I want to share with people, and I want to talk about the value that this has. So when people hear alternative spring break trip, they might not know what that means, so I wanted to clarify for those listeners. An alternative spring break is they've become increasingly popular over the past few years, with college students heading off to volunteer and or gain some experiential learning in regards to trips instead of going to beaches for their midterm week of freedom. Some alternative breaks are run by colleges themselves, while others are organized with funding and faculty supervision, and even offered as part of a credit that you can gain for some kind of a class. Other alternative break setups are student-driven, and they're unaffiliated, and they are just run by students who want to go out, participate, and serve somewhere in their local community or outside of their local community in some way. So I want to just share with you what I did, what I gained from my experience, and everything like that. So this year, I took an alternative spring break trip to Tijuana, Mexico, as I've said before, and we worked closely with an organization called Casa de los Pobres, and it was an amazing opportunity. They are funded by the Dominican Sisters, a handful of them. Three of them went down there, and they saw a bunch of poverty and people who go without food, or they're traveling long distances in order to make it to the border in hopes of finding a better life in America. So this organization was just started up, and it provides a handful of different services, which I'll go into later. Just to give you a handful of statistics into regards of what this organization does for people, just in January of 2016 alone, over 21,000 people of all ages were served hot meals from the dining room of the Casa. Over 1,260 visited the general medical clinic that they have and were able to fill up the prescriptions needed to help them with any sicknesses they may have. We had 1,900 families obtain clothes and or house supplies of some kind from the Casa. And 320 people personally received help from the social services office, whether that's replacing old documents in regards to their birth certificates or something just to prove residency, whether it's from Mexico or other Central America, South America, whatever. countries they're coming and traveling from. And in general, those are just a handful of the services and a handful of the statistics. And that's from 1 month alone at the CASA. So that proves how amazing this organization is. And I am so grateful to have spent a week working with these amazing people. And another thing that I did besides help, what I did while working at the CASA was mainly food service. I also got to assist in some of their colonia work. So that's work outside of the CASA, inside the different communities around it. So I assisted with mission work going on in a specific colonia named Esperanza. And some of the services that are provided for this colonia from some of the Dominican sisters is they run a Sunday mass. They do educational classrooms and teaching certification programs run by sisters. They have academic scholarships for students down there because the cost, you can't go to school for free down there, which is something I learned that was so different, drastically different from America. So they provide scholarships just to help kids get through that primary, possibly secondary education. Most kids don't even make it to secondary education before they have to go into the workforce and help provide for their family. Through the colonial work and the mission stuff the sisters are doing down there, they also provide healthcare opportunities, justice programs to support business startups, and we'll kind of talk about that a little bit more, legal aid of different kinds, and a lot of youth ministry work and activities for community kids. And that was something that I really appreciated, was sitting down a couple different times and working with the kids. The first time I got to do that was on the Tuesday. We went out into the community and through some of those legal business startup loan opportunities, they've given different families some money to do their family startup. So one family is working on upholstery and the other family was making food and selling it on the streets. And for both families, we were able to help kind of refurbish their homes, paint up the walls and stuff like that. And I got to work with the kids and play soccer with them, which was an absolutely amazing opportunity. And I learned so much from those kids. And then it was great because on Friday, I got to go back into the colonia and put on a little festival of sorts kind of thing, like a little carnival with games that we made just out of the resources that we had. And we played music and we gave them toys and all of this stuff. And it was amazing. Like, the kids are just so grateful and so happy. And it just really makes you realize that material objects can't bring happiness, and just the pureness of someone's heart and how loving they are can bring a smile to anyone's face. So that was a great opportunity, and I love that part of the mission work that we got to do during our spring break trip. In general, what I got out of the trip and what I hope other people are getting out of spring break trip, alternative spring break trips that they're considering taking, I learned the value of volunteer work, and that's something that I can not only take with me throughout my life, but also put onto resumes as something like a skill and an asset that I've learned. I learned the value of not judging someone's situation from an outside person's perspective. And, you know, sometimes you don't always get that firsthand experience of what it's like to live in another country. And although I just spent a week in Mexico, it just really gives you a new perspective. And you see, I don't know, you just kind of start to see things from a whole new light, because you see all these people, as I've mentioned before, just so happy from what little they have. But then it also makes you question, why are some people not given the basic human right of clean water or shelter? And those really just start to affect you, and you start bringing those back to America in consideration to like how we treat our homeless here and things like that. It made me really want to stop and appreciate the divine uniqueness of each individual I meet from this point going on. Like, everyone has their own story and their own narrative to tell, and it's always going to be worth my time to stop and at least give someone a smile passing by on the street, because you never know what kind of day people are having. And there's so much value placed in small things that make such a big difference in people's lives, and I really got to take that away from this trip. And in general, I am very grateful for that. And it really made me question, this is kind of funny, but it made me question how I want to be remembered when I leave this earth, because we were talking about how a handful of people traveling through Mexico in attempts to get to the border sometimes die without identification and they go unknown. And it just made me question, okay, like, Melissa, how do you want to be remembered when you, like, die someday? Because, you know, we're all going to die. So I came up with this little thing that I want to be remembered as: she left this world with a smile and everyone she encountered with one too. So in hopes of that, I want to always keep an optimistic, positive mindset, as well as just inspire others around me to be happy and cheerful. So that's going to be my goal moving forward. And then I also learned a lot about vulnerability, and I think that traveling the world, whether it's through study abroad or these trips, will teach you a lot about what it means for you to be vulnerable and open to new places. Culture shock is a very real thing, and you just kind of learn a lot about yourself and what it means to be vulnerable, open up to people. And so that was something I took away from this trip. And the overall, like, culminating thing that I love to take away and I want to share with everyone is that change might be scary, but it's still good for you. And in no way is it going to harm you. It's just something that might be scary in the moment. And it always is going to inspire growth in you of some kind. You're going to have trials and tribulations that give life character. And nothing in life is going to be easy, but change can always be a very positive thing. So I inspire anyone, or I challenge anyone who's inspired to study abroad or travel or anything like that, to go out and do it, because while you might feel out of your comfort zone, just stepping right outside of there will open you up to a whole new world of possibilities. And that's so valuable in regards to this 4 years of college, because I want students to not just learn textbook educational things. That's great and dandy. But when you finish out this degree, you have to remember sometimes we're only given one life to live, and your life is going to start going so fast after these 4 years in regards to job search, and maybe you'll start a family, get married, whatever it might be. And life will pass you by and you haven't had the opportunity to travel. And there's no time like the present to just get out there and see different parts of the world. And it might not even be parts of the world, like just go to different states or different communities that you're not from and do something worthwhile with your time. I think there's a lot of benefit that can be pulled from going out and spending time with friends and just relaxing. But if you're giving back to the community and you're just learning from other people through life experiences, I think that is one of the most valuable things you can do with your 4 years. In case any of you are interested in what other students here at Dominican have to say about alternative spring break, there was a couple other trips besides Tijuana. We also had students who went to Yakima, as well as a Caritas Creek here in Sonoma, working with kids in the environment. And we're going to have a bunch of presentations going on in regards to what we learned and what we did. That's going to be here on campus on March 29th. There's going to be a panel of students, as I've said. And if it's something that you're interested in participating in the future, especially DU students or even faculty members, if you want to be a chaperone, I encourage you all to come out and listen to this discussion that's going to be held. Again, that's March 29th during lunchtime at Creekside, which is right next to Calarega. So if that's something you're interested in, maybe next year after listening to me talk about it, you're like, hey, I want to do an alternative spring break trip because DJ Red made that sound so cool. Well, now here's your opportunity to kind of hear other students' perspectives on the whole thing. So it's about that time here in the studio for a little media timeout. I hope you've enjoyed listening here at radio.dominican.edu. This is DJ Red, and when we come back, we're going to have a guest here in the studio with me today, so I'm really excited about that. But in general, I hope you guys enjoy this little media timeout that we're going to have. Whispered soft with the torchlight on and the big light off. We were tired boys with the soap on our skin. We'd fall asleep to the wind. We'd dream on and on and on. We circles, you see. We go round, round the sun, in and out of the sea. I'll circle round you, you will circle round. Torchlight thins and the clock tower's gone and the big light dims.
will no longer be boys. We'll have lines on our skin, and they'll throw our dust to the wind.
Come gather round, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone, for the times they are a-changing. Some writers and critics who prophesize with your pen, and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin, and there's no telling who that it's naming, 'cause the loser now will be later to win, for the times they are a-changing. Senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't block up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. The battle outside raging.
Hey, hey, mama said the way you move gonna make you sweat, gonna make you groove.
Yoga, Zumba, weight training classes, and more. At Dominican University of California, the Conlon Center offers a wide range of amenities to benefit your everyday health and wellness.
Do you want that Freshman 15? I don't think so.
So come on down to the Conlon Center, and while you're there, don't miss a second of the Penguin basketball games and volleyball matches that are held in the gymnasium.
And the Penguins win 78-76. The unthinkable has happened at the Conlon Center.
Not on a sports team, but want to play? No problem.
All DU students are encouraged to participate in rec sports. After a practice or a game, you can cool off by jumping into the pool. It's all at the Conlon Center.
Only at Dominican University of California.
And welcome back here in the studio with me. This is DJ Red, and in case you are just tuning in here, this is my show, Freshman 15, where I'm giving college advice on a handful of different topics. But I'm really excited because today I have my first interview guest here, and his name is Jake, and he is a freshman here on campus, but I'm going to let him do a little talking. How are you doing today, Jake?
I'm doing great this morning. How are you, Stokes?
I'm great. Thanks for asking. So, Jake, why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself, like your grade, although I've already mentioned it, your major, where you come from, and any other fun facts you care to share with our live audience here today.
Okay. I'm Jake. I'm a freshman here. I'm pursuing an English major with hopes of being a screenwriter. Everyone always thinks I'm going to go to teaching, but I'd like to be involved with film somehow. I'm from Pleasanton, California, which is about an hour and a half away. It's a really quiet little town. No one's really heard of it. Don't go there. It's really boring. I have three brothers, and we're all a year apart. That's another like big fun fact that people like to hear about the Moltz family. And yeah.
Awesome. All right. So I just wanted everyone to kind of hear a little bit about Jake, because you've heard a lot about me over the last four shows. And, you know, if I have a guest here, I want to give him some credibility of his, you know, like what he has to say here today. But we're just going to be talking generally, you know, shooting from the hip, talking about his college experience so far, see if there's any advice that I can give for old Jakey over here. But in general, so to start with, in regards to like choosing college campuses, why did you choose Dominican, Jake?
My first visit with Dominican, which was in my senior year, it was one of those experiences that you kind of hear about, but you can't really experience it until you just you know, until it just happens to you, you don't really expect it. Like, it was, I got here and we were touring and it just felt right. And then I did another tour later on in the year and I really enjoyed it. And I think what did it for me was just the serenity of campus, and it felt really personal. And I also just like being able to get from one end of the campus to the other within maybe 10 minutes if I'm walking slow, which is nice. So it's not overwhelming. And I just like, again, I like the peacefulness of it. So,
no, I think that those are really great points, both about the Dominican campus and what makes it so great. Those are some of the things I originally really appreciated about the campus. And for me, I totally understand that feeling of like when you go somewhere and it's just the right fit right from the beginning when you're there. And I think that's a valuable thing that we can share with other listeners. If any of you out there are in high school listening to this, that's a big part of choosing your college campus, just going out, visiting the campuses in person so that you can get a feel of like, hey, can I actually live here? Do I like the people? Are they personable? Is it like a good, serene environment, like Jake said, stuff like that. So that's really valuable. So I like that, Jake. The next question I have for you is, as a freshman, what are some of the biggest differences you've seen between high school and college thus far? Because obviously it's a little bit different, right?
Yeah, it's pretty different. Dominican's actually a strange beast because it actually, I would say, and this isn't a knock, but it has a lot more similarities to a high school than you would think.
That's true.
Just because of the small class sizes, the small size of the student body. I would say it's a very, again, a personal experience compared to most college campuses. Whereas, let's say if I went to ASU, which I think has upwards of 40,000 something students, I do not think I'd be able to go to like the mess hall and see someone I know every time I go. Whereas with Dominican, I can go to Calarega and I will always be guaranteed to see someone that I know. A difference though is, you know, a big one obviously is you're living on your own. It's up to you to get to your classes and, you know, no one's really going to hound you. High school teachers, they really will get on you in terms of turning in homework, doing projects, being ready for tests. College teachers, they understand that you are an adult and they're not going to baby you into doing your homework or doing your test. So I've just found that they will maybe push you along a little bit if they really think you need it or they really want to put in the time. But for the most part, if you don't put the work in, then nothing's going to come out of it. So.
No, those are really great points to make. How have you had, like, have you had a hard time in regards to this new responsibility, or are you kind of on top of your schoolwork?
I would say I'm definitely more on top of it just because it was more in high school. It was less my teachers and more my mom. You know, yeah. I love my mom, but my mom would get on me all the time, and her favorite question was, have you done your homework? And she would ask me multiple times a night, and it was just really frustrating. So almost as like a subconscious act of rebellion, I would not be very good with school in high school. But now it's college and it's on my own agenda and it's of my own accord. I don't feel like I'm being pushed. I don't feel like I'm being pressured. And it's less of something I don't want to do and more if it's a part of my responsibilities. And I'm going to stick to my own self-integrity and get my own responsibilities done.
See, this is why I like this kid. He actually cares about school. We've already talked about how I feel like you should go into every class and your choice of a major, thinking about it in terms of doing something that you're passionate about. And I mean, I didn't pay him to say any of this stuff, guys. Like, this is a kid who goes into school every single day, like trying the best that he can. And obviously, like, he's going to have mistakes from time to time because he's a freshman. But besides the fact, like, that happens. And I think it's great that people are having to learn to deal with new responsibilities when they come to college. And not everyone's going to be like Jake or myself. Like, you're going to have different mistakes. I have friends right now who are freshmen and they are so involved in so many different things. They're like a chicken running around with their head cut off. They have no idea how to manage all of these different things and this new responsibility, and yet they still want a social life. So that's a huge difference when you come to college away from high school. So, I mean, it's awesome to hear that there are some freshmen out there that are doing pretty well. I mean, granted, you do have almost a year under your belt at this point with only like 8 weeks left in the semester, but in general, I think that it's awesome to hear that you kind of, at least the other people have their mom chirping in the back of their mind of like getting
stuff
done. She still
texts me, but I'm not obligated to respond anymore, so.
That's very true. Very true indeed. So that's awesome. I know this is kind of like a crazy question to put you on the spot, but is there anything that you've dealt with in the past year so far from roommates to responsibility to having to do your own laundry or anything like that that you can think of that you're like, hey, I could really use an upperclassman's advice on this or some guidance or anything like that that you would care to ask on radio today?
Two big things I would say. The first one is I actually had to not really get like a talking to, but just kind of get some reassurance that I am my own person at the, like not 100%, I'm 100% independent and I still got ways to go, but now I'm, you know, it's college and I'm living on my own and my own person. So my household at home, it got more lenient as I got older, but curfews are usually pretty strict. Lots and lots of rules, not in a suffocating way, but just I would always have to ask for permission on some certain things. So like the first couple weeks of college, I remember I would ask my RA if it was okay that I was like leaving at night, like when the sun was down. And he eventually just told me, hey, man, just come back alive. I don't really care. It doesn't, you don't have to run it by me. So that was kind of cool to just be told that you don't have to ask me for permission and I could stay out past 11 now, which was sick. And then the other thing was I probably had a couple talking to's with some upperclassmen on just learning how to manage the stuff back home. Because I think for a lot of freshmen, at least for myself, it's really different and it's really scary to have a whole new lifestyle and a whole new environment and whole new people. And I'm definitely kind of person who's a creature of habit. I would eat at the same three restaurants. I would hang out with the same 10 people and, you know, the same days were the same things all the time. So, and I would miss a lot of that. And I would try to be a part of things back home when I'm obviously here in San Rafael. So I just kind of, I had to learn that it's not really my power anymore. And then I'll get the same when I get back. And then it really taught me to appreciate what I have going on here. And then once I learned that, I have had some really good times here. So,
no, I think that's awesome. And, you know, I just do this little radio broadcast like once a week where I attempt to give advice of some kind. But I think it's great that you have upperclassmen friends and or residence advisors inside of your residence halls that are helping you with this kind of stuff. And I totally understand what you're talking about in regards to asking for permission on stuff, because while it wasn't my RA, I still to this day, like, I call my mom and be like, okay, so what classes should I take next semester? And I think there's part of her that, like, still loves it because she likes that I'm still dependent on her. But I know that there's going to come a point where I can't keep asking my mom for, like, her opinions or asking her what to do or asking for permission on how to do stuff. Like, mom, can I drop this class? Like, at this point, I'm almost 21 years old. It's not any of her decision for the most part. Like, it is, but it isn't. So I totally understand where you're coming from with that. And that is a huge change that happens between high school and college and everything like that. What I found, and maybe you have too, is you have all these rules and regulations, and then you go to college and you spend your semester, whatever, and when you go back home, like say for winter break or something like that, it's almost weird to switch back. So then you try and go out at night and then it's like awkward. Like,
well, there's still some rules when I get back, but I think my mom, it was mostly my mom, and I hate to paint this picture of my mom being like this dictator, but she's not, but she just cares and she's concerned. So my mom has taken she's loosened her grip, whereas it would be 11 o'clock every night, no question, when I come back for like break and stuff or certain weekends. She, unless it's like I've been out all the time since I've been back, she really won't give me any kinds of curfews or rules anymore. Like, there are certain rules, obviously, you know, part of the household, and but I think she is accepting that I have spent all this time now on my own and I've grown accustomed to that, that she's not just going to put the leash on me right when I'm back.
No, I think that's really good. And I would agree with that too, at least from my experience. And now you're hearing it from Jake's as well. It's not only advice that we can give to students and other people listening, but it's advice for parents and kind of how to deal with their kid going to college. And I totally know what you mean. Like, I would not, it might seem like one way to paint my parents is like dictators and stuff like that, but that's kind of the life I always grew up in. I find myself every single day becoming more and more like my mom. And I don't know if that's a good thing or not, but it's funny. And I always tell her like, oh, so mom, I now nag everyone on my team. Like, I'm the mom of the soccer team trying to get them to do what they're supposed to. So thanks for that, mom. I've now become you. Yeah. So that's cool.
Well, but I fall never falls far from the tree. So
exactly. So that's where I'm at. And I totally understand where you're coming from there. So hopefully other parents are listening to this radio broadcast and they're realizing how hard it is from our perspective to go back home and like deal with rules and regulations, but we also have an understanding of like parents dealing with loosening the grip and how hard that is for them. And I mean, your mom kind of has to have a little tight rope on you guys. Like, she has three boys, so I think that's a
four.
Okay, there's a lot more. That's yeah, that's a lot of boys, so prayers to her.
Yeah.
So the last question I have for you today, with your short time here in the studio, is, as I mentioned, you kind of almost have a whole year under your belt at this point. Is there any piece of advice that you can come up with just on the spot here that you would want to give to the next incoming class for next year? So now you're about to be a sophomore. What do you say to these new freshmen?
I would say learn to bend your own rules a little bit in terms of living space with your partners, because, and it's not like I was a control freak, but I know that with my brothers, if their stuff was encroaching on my stuff or there was something I didn't like, I would bring the hammer down, obviously, because they're my brothers. Whereas in a dorm room, they're your peers as opposed to your little or older brother. So there's a lot of, depending on the person, the learning curve is either really big or really small. For me, it really wasn't that bad, but I still had to, you know, change a little bit. You have to learn to respect what their personal preferences are in terms of living in a room, and they will learn to respect what yours are. And honestly, with my living situation, my roommates and I have had absolutely zero problems this entire year. And I would hope that if freshmen coming in get their dorm assignments, if they don't do singles, that for them there's no problems, because that just makes everything really easy. And then you all got each other's back and it's cool.
Yeah, no, I think that's great advice. And that's something that maybe, I know people come from different households, whether they have a bunch of siblings like you do. I have one sister, or there's a handful of kids here at Dominican who are just like the only kid, and they deal with only child syndrome. And they, you know, sometimes living in a dorm is the first time that you're living with someone that's not your family. And I want to stress this enough, I didn't pay Jake to say this stuff, but the next segment we're going to actually be talking about today when we come back from break is roommates and how to kind of handle college roommates.
What a wonderful segue.
I swear, I did not pay him to do this, but he's just awesome.
Convenient.
Like that. We read each other's mind. But in general, I think that this has been a really awesome interview just to get somebody else's perspective here in on the show. So I really appreciate you coming in here today, Jake. I value what you had to say. I feel like my listeners have learned something from listening.
I enjoy being here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, in general, we're going to cut into our next little media timeout here in the studio. Thank you guys so much for listening. This is DJ Red, and this is Freshman 15. We will be back shortly.
So you think you can tell heaven from hell, blue skies from pain? Can you tell a green field from a cold steel rail, a smile from a veil? Do you think you can tell? Thank you.
And welcome back to my show, Freshman 15. This is DJ Red, and I am broadcasting live from Dominican University of California, the official home of Penguin Radio. In case you're just tuning in, every Friday from 11 to 12, I will be sharing some college advice and or tips and tricks to make these 4 years some of the best in your life. And so far this show today, we have talked about how to incorporate travel into your 4 years and the value of doing that, whether it's through study abroad, alternative spring break, or just road trips with your friends, getting out and exploring different communities. We then touched in with one of my friends, Jake, who is a freshman here on campus, and we got a little bit of his perspective of what it's like to be a freshman, some of the challenges he's faced, and even got some advice from him in regards to roommates and how to deal with that, which is a perfect tie-in to our next and final segment here today on my show, Freshman 15, and it is going to be about roommates. So I think that this is going to be a really important little segment that I have here today, because whether you live on campus or off campus, everyone's going to have roommates. And for the most part, this segment's going to focus on on-campus living, just because that's the primary experience I've had. And that's what I've done the last 3 years. I've been fortunate enough to live on campus, but we'll also touch on aspects of rooming with individuals who aren't your family and how to navigate through this aspect of college, which might prove to be difficult at this point in time. I've had a lot of people come to me for advice on this, so that is why I have chosen this as a valuable topic to cover for today. So the first thing that I want to kind of go into is some of the pros and cons of like college roommates and stuff like that, that either you have seen so far in your experience or those of you coming into college may not know yet. So I just want to share some of those in general. So one of the first pros is it's company, and your roommate is new to college too, so you have to remember that, and both of you can learn how to navigate campus life together. So that was always really valuable to me. My freshman year coming in, you're always going to have company right from the get-go, because if you don't know anyone, you have to kind of talk to the person who you're living with. So you at least have someone to eat dinner with that first night, which is really awesome. That's a pro to living on campus and stuff like that. You have a support system. It's nice to have someone who can wake you up if you sleep through your alarms, or maybe they bring you soup when you're sick. My roommate this year has been great about that. We're really supportive of each other and making sure we're just like on top of what we need to do, doing our homework, getting things for each other if one of us is running to the store. So that's a benefit that you can have by living with someone on campus or during college versus living alone. I think another valuable pro to living with someone and having a roommate while you're in college is the value of a new perspective. Your roommate might have different opinions and things like that, and they can introduce you to different cultures, new viewpoints, whatever it might be. But by living with someone who isn't your family, you're just becoming a more well-rounded individual by, I mean, it could even be the most difficult time of your life, but you're going to gain something from that experience and you're going to learn from it. And that's one of the pros of having a roommate versus living alone. You also had you could have the potential for shared activities and interests. And Dominican does a great job of doing this by incorporating a living learning community. So you have a lot of shared interests when you're rooming together. But maybe you and your roommate like doing the same thing. So you can go out and go hiking together. Or you find that you both have an extreme passion for froyo. So you go to the local ice cream places and try out all the stuff. And that's a great way for you to start bonding with the roommates that you have going into freshman year. For me, my experience has been kind of crazy. I've had new roommates every single year I've been in college, so it's kind of like restarting the process all over again every single time. So these pros and cons can go across the board no matter what year you're in. Some of the cons that I've found in regards to having a roommate is there's a lack of privacy. You may not have the privacy you're used to being at home, and you may have to seek out places like the library to get stuff done versus staying in your room sometimes. It's also in regards to changing, maybe you've never had to share a room and change in front of someone before and your comfortability with that. My biggest thing that I found that college is so hard with privacy is those moments where you just want to cry or talk and rant at your mom on the phone, and you can't just sit in your room and do that anymore because now you have one or two other people just staring at you, looking at you as you cry, sobbing on the phone to your mom. That was a huge difference and something I had to learn to deal with when I came to college. So maybe some of you out there know what that feels like and understand how having a roommate sometimes creates a lack of privacy. And there also can be lifestyle differences, and this can be a pro or con, but if your roommate's habits, like personality or their schedule in general, are just really different from yours, it can be really hard to adjust to living together. And that could be anything from, like me personally as a student athlete, having 6 a.m. or 7 a.m. practices and needing to wake up, and my roommate being a super light sleeper. Those are just things that you're going to have to work out and learn to adjust. And those are some of the difficult things that people have when they come to college, is learning how to live with new people with different schedules and different lifestyles. So that could be a huge con, but it also could work out to where things are just in place. I mean, my roommate and I have figured it out this year to where she comes back from basketball practice super late at night, but I'm already asleep because I have 6 a.m. practice. And fortunately enough for us, we're both pretty good at either being heavy sleepers and or just falling right back asleep when one of us somehow wakes up the other. But I understand completely that not all circumstances are going to be like that. So that's something I kind of just want to talk about openly. And it's not even to give advice on it, but it's to let you know that you're not alone in some of the feelings you have, or the maybe it's inside of your head that you're feeling frustrated by your roommates, but a lot of people are dealing with these situations. So at no point do I want any of you to feel like you're alone. But as I've mentioned before, what I really appreciate about Dominican is how they value a living learning community. And I don't know how many other campuses do this, but what I really appreciate about how Dominican assigns your roommates is they do handwritten forms in which they analyze your personality, whether it's when you wake up, when you go to bed, do you like music when you're studying, are you an extrovert, are you an introvert, what kind of movies are you interested in watching, things like that, so that our director of residence life, Laura Lee Young, takes those papers that are written by hand, and she takes them by hand and starts separating them out versus putting all of our names into some kind of a computer system that randomizes it out. I think that this is valuable in regards to making sure we're trying the best that we can to make sure your roommates are all gonna potentially have some sort of similarities with you. And I know that they are doing the best they can, obviously with an incoming class of like 200 or whatever it might be for Dominican. That's easier said than done. But if you have someone like an entire hall here at Dominican, maybe our honors program students, so that they're able to study together, or we have a nursing wing of our freshman residence hall, Pinafore, so that they can all sit down when they have a test coming up and not all have to go to the library, but they can stay in the common area of the residence halls and study together. So I think that's valuable, and that's something you can get out of rooming together and or living on campus. That's a super awesome thing that we do here, and I'm sure is incorporated amongst other college campuses. I also think there's huge value in living in the residence halls and on campus freshman year. So I have some crazy stories, and I don't tell any of the RAs or residence life stuff this, but I just have memories freshman year of like sliding on our mattresses down the staircases of the residence halls, or Halloween going room to room and doing trick or treating. You can walk barefoot to the laundry, which is in pajamas, which is a privilege I never realized was that awesome until I talked to some of my off-campus college friends. So these are really cool opportunities that you have, and these crazy stories you're going to have by living on campus your freshman year. And Dominican encourages freshmen to do that, just so you get immersed in the whole campus college lifestyle, and you start to recognize more faces by doing this. As you go around school, you're like, hey, I think you live down my hall. Do you want to eat lunch together? But there's so much value to be put on living on campus your freshman year. And as I've mentioned before, you're just going to have great stories out of it. It's a really great way to build a tight-knit community around your class, so that by the time the 4 years is over and you go to graduate, you can bring up those stories like, oh, remember that one time freshman year, da 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 da, so on and so forth. But I think there's huge value and a lot to be said for living on campus at least one of the years that you go to any college campus. So I'm going to leave that there. I think one of the next most beneficial pieces of advice that I have in regards to whatever roommate you might have is that communicating often and openly is essential for any kind of a successful relationship. And we talked about relationships before, but this is just as important for your rooming situations. It'll help when discussing something with your roommate, and you don't want to take advantage of the resources, or you should take advantage of the resources college provide, whether that's talking to your residence advisor or your RA, and that's always a great starting point. Maybe communicating and you're an introvert and you have a hard time opening up about things that bother you with your roommate. So talking to your residence advisor about scheduling a meeting between you and the rest of the people in, say, your suite or whatever it may be to talk about those issues is a great place. Dominican also encourages roommate contracts so that you can establish at the beginning of the semester your rules and guidelines, so that privacy or your belongings and things like that, a set bedtime or curfew just for your room specifically. You could do all kinds of stuff like that. And if your school doesn't implement that, that's something you can implement on your own. Just coming up with a little roommate contract to put out some rules and regulations at the beginning of the year, so that when things start coming up, you can always bring that back out and try and have a civilized adult conversation in regards to the issues that you're facing. And that's something that I know I had a hard time with, because I'm kind of a non-confrontational person, and I realize that other people don't have as much an issue in regards to speaking their mind on the problems that they have. But the best way, if you are like me in that regard, is to not be passive aggressive. It doesn't get you anywhere productively. And there was this one point my freshman year where we were having what we constituted as like a toilet paper war with my suite mates, because it was three girls to a room and we shared a bathroom. And so six girls sharing this bathroom. And when people were running out of toilet paper, they weren't like filling it up. And me and my roommate felt like we were buying toilet paper all the time and they were never supplying it. So then no one was resupplying the toilet paper. We'd keep it in our individual rooms and we were going back and forth without ever discussing the issue. And it was so passive aggressive, and there was no beneficial end to this story. And those are one of the things I've kind of learned in regards to, like, if you have a problem with something, speak up, tell them. And if you're having a hard time speaking up, that's when you bring in the residence advisors to try and help you get through some of these issues you might be having. Another one that I hear a lot of the times is whether your room or your apartment later on is getting noise complaints, or someone's not cleaning up the dishes or anything. There's a wide variety of issues I constantly hear people talking about. But just remember that someone has to do it. You can't all just sit there in your group text be like, well, I didn't do it. Someone didn't. There isn't a little mouse running around in your house causing havoc for all of you to try and deal with. So it's just about manning up, being an adult, and sorting it out. You take ownership of the stuff that you've done and you move on. And sometimes it's about stepping up for other people when they're making mistakes, and maybe those aren't your dishes, but you do it for the benefit of the community in general, and you just do the dishes. And that's one of the things you have to learn when you start dealing with adult roommates, because this will transcend well beyond college. You're going to need roommates, whether that's someone that you're in a relationship with or just other people that you meet along the way, coworkers and stuff that you decide to room with. You're going to have to be an adult and figure out how to move past issues, because if you just leave them boiling, then things are going to not work out. And in the end, your life is just not going to be as happy and you're not going to feel as comfortable in your living environment as you should. So that's kind of what I have to say in regards to that. I want to just talk about in general from my experience what makes a good roommate, so that you can start considering other people of who you want to room with in the future. But also if you're doing some introspective, like thinking about it, like, am I a good roommate and what qualities kind of those are. So I think at this point in my life, 3 years on campus, what I've kind of established as good qualities in a good roommate is someone who understands personal space and privacy for the most part. They aren't going to go through your belongings, and that's just something you have to establish right away. I think it's also really important to have someone that you get along with, and that doesn't even have to be someone that's your best friend. It's just making sure that you get along with them, you feel comfortable sharing some personal stories with them. When you're frustrated, you're willing to open up. So someone that you get along with, that's going to help you later down the line, so that when you come home from a stressful day, they either know, like, hey, I shouldn't talk to her because I know her personality, or I can read her well enough at this point in time to not ask questions about what just happened in the test she just took, because obviously she failed it. I don't know. Those are little things you kind of pick up on. With that comes good communication skills. As I've mentioned, if something's bothering you, talk about it. Another one is dealing with issues as an adult. Again, I've mentioned that those all kind of go in. Don't be passive aggressive. There needs to be a mutual respect, whether that's scheduling differences, personal life situations. Just be respectful of each other and have an open mind to new perspectives, and that will overall make you a much better roommate. And you also need to know the value of compromise and how important that is, because while you might be right, that's not always gonna give you the best ending. So just remember, compromising is a huge skill to build upon. It'll be beneficial in your serious relationships later on in life. So just learn that early on, to compromise on situations. And also in general, just remember common courtesy and how if someone's sleeping, you should probably not turn on the lights or throw your dirty laundry all over their bed, because that's just not commonly courteous in any way, sort, or form. So those are some things I've dealt with and or picked up on in my 3 years living on campus of what makes a good roommate. In general, those are just some of the advice sections I have today in regards to roommates. There's obviously a lot more I can talk about, but we are slowly coming to the end of our time here today. Also, just remember, when you're rooming with someone, it doesn't have to be a forever thing. If things aren't working out between you and your roommates, then you know that you just stick it out till the end of the semester if that's an opportunity, a chance that you have, or even till the end of the year at most, and you aren't committed to that person or group of people for life. Find ways to make sure that your living experience makes you comfortable, you feel safe, and overall in any aspect of your life, it doesn't have to be stressful. Try and make your life as little stress as possible, because I know all you college students out there, if you're anything like me, you have enough stresses weighing you down at this point as a college student. So don't let your living environment be one of those. Try and talk it out early and or think about it beforehand. Are these people really going to be valuable to live with next year when we're trying to find new housing assignments? Dominican students, that's all of you guys out there. I know that the housing lottery is coming up, so really take these things into consideration. But in general, that kind of concludes the college advice I have for this week here on Penguin Radio. This has been DJ Red. And for those traveling next weekend celebrating Easter with your family and friends, I wish you all the best, and I hope that you are safe and have a satisfying holiday weekend. I will not be recording a broadcast next week, so look for me in 2 weeks. And in general, that's all I have for you guys today. Thank you all so much, and God bless.
In case you got lost in the awesomeness that is my show, for the last hour, I've been sharing some personal college advice. If you like what I had to say this week, I highly encourage you to tune in again next Friday, 11 a.m. for the Freshman 15 with me, DJ Red. Thank you guys so much for listening in on radio.dominican.edu. Penguin Radio is the official radio station of Dominican University of California, where fellow students like myself are given the opportunity to write, produce, and record our own personalized radio programs. We are sponsored by the Arts, Humanities, and Social Sciences program and produced under the Communication and Media Studies Department, where our chair is Brad Van Alstine, our executive producer is Leona George Davidson, and our faculty advisor is Stuart Horn. I hope you all have had a great time tuning in, and have a great weekend, everybody.
Hungry, I know I am. This is DJ Red here on Penguin Radio. And in case you are an avid Penguin Radio fan, we will be cutting station music here shortly, but don't think that doesn't mean we won't be back, because at 12:30 this afternoon we will be producing Penguin Press Pass live from the studio, where real students will sharing some real news from across the world and the nation here in Marin County. So I hope that despite the lack of station music for the next couple of minutes, you come back 12:30 and tune in to Penguin Press Pass. This has been DJ Red, and I hope to see you guys back here shortly.